Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. The White House said that the U.S. believes the International Criminal Court has no jurisdiction over Israel's handling of the war on Gaza and would not support an investigation into the conduct of Israeli officials. The comments came amid reports in Israeli media that prosecutors from the ICC were preparing to issue arrest warrants against Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials over alleged war crimes committed in Gaza. In other news, the U.S. has found that five Israeli military units committed human rights abuses in the occupied West Bank before October 7. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel confirmed the units had committed gross violations of human rights, but did not name them. The International Monetary Fund has approved $1.1 billion in funding for Pakistan to achieve economic stability. This is the final portion of a $3 billion arrangement Islamabad made with the multilateral lender last year amid discussions for a new loan. The IMF noted several improvements Pakistan has made, including a projected economic growth of 2% for this fiscal year. The COP28 climate conference held in Dubai last year surpassed expectations and was hosted very well, Bill Gates said during a meeting in Riyadh. He said what we saw was a mixing of small innovative companies who have new climate ideas. However, Mr. Gates still stressed there is a lot of hard work to be done to meet the UN's ambitious climate targets. That's all from me, Thiraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening. More same time tomorrow.